Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, the Erie County Legislature called on Attorney General Letitia James and Governor Kathy Hochul to investigate the case of DJ Granville. Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick was also part of that announcement and joins us now. Comptroller, thank you. Welcome to the show.
You're welcome, Joe.
Now, this is a story that just seemingly won't go away, Kevin. You said that this was an effective cover-up that worked for 11 months. Explain that.
Well, the accident that involved seven other vehicles was April 11th of 2024. That's April 11th of last year. It was effectively covered up until March 11th of this year. That's 11 months. When Investigative Post and Channel 2 and other media outlets reported on it. So, you know, if it weren't for those media outlets, Erie County taxpayers would be out $70,000, maybe more, because all the claims haven't been paid yet on that for all the damage, would have been out that. And now we hope to claw that back from Detective Granville. So, they were very effective in covering up. Furthermore, I mean, it's still, you know, it's 6 months after March 11th when this whole story eventually did break, and we still don't have the answers to a lot of questions. So I think it's an ongoing cover-up. Now, who's involved in that cover-up, how far up the chain of command it goes, we have no way of knowing, which is why earlier this year, a few weeks ago, I called upon the Attorney General and called upon the governor to investigate this from the state level. And the Democratic caucus of the Erie County Legislature joined me in that call today.
Now, you said that you don't know, but do you have an idea of who could be involved in this cover-up? Are you looking at anyone in particular or any people in particular?
If I am, I wouldn't admit it on your show, Joe, but certainly I have my fears. And I think until we get an independent investigation, we won't know, and I think we owe it to everybody because there's a cloud of suspicion around the Buffalo Police Department, around the Sheriff's Office, and I think that's unfair to anyone in those agencies that were not involved in this, and I think they want to see it cleared up as quickly as we do, if not quicker. So I think that that we're hoping that the governor, the attorney general, they do the right thing. They get involved in this. I can't imagine why they wouldn't want to get involved. You know, as I mentioned in the press conference today, law enforcement, you know, it's not an easy job. And to do the job correctly, you need the support. You need the trust of the public. This terrible incident down in Texas yesterday at the ICE facility, I mean, I think illustrates that. You want people backing the blue, and it's tough to do that when people have their suspicions about the way cops are treated, as the way relative to the way that the rest of us would be treated. And then the cover-up only exacerbates that problem. So I think it's high time we get to the bottom of this. I think the sooner we do that, the better it is for everybody, especially for the people in law enforcement, because we need to stop this erosion of trust. We need to put the trust back in there. We need to make sure that people believe that the law enforcement officials are credible. And I think that'll make everybody's job, especially theirs, a lot easier.
So have you lost faith or have you never had faith in the special prosecutor?
I think the special, as Chair Kim Myers of the legislature said today, the special prosecutor, the Niagara County DA, Mr. Seaman, was in a very difficult position. He was called in from another county. This was not his county. He was asked by the state to do this. He did as good as he did. He didn't get cooperation from the Buffalo police officers who were at the scene. They wouldn't testify. They wouldn't tell him what happened. I mean, when I heard about that, I said, that's a thing. They can do that. I mean, I thought that was their job. And quite frankly, up until that point, I had kept relatively quiet about everything. But that just set me off. I mean, that's just wrong. They should stand up. They should tell what they knew. I think the special prosecutor was in a difficult position. I can feel his pain.
What kind of communication over all this is there with City Hall? Are there fingers being pointed at City Hall in the current administration?
Well, I think when the special prosecutor came out and gave his report and said that the cops weren't cooperating, I think everybody started pointing fingers at those officers and said, that's not a good look. I think I'm interested as Erie County Comptroller in finding out what's going on in Erie County. How far up the chain of command did this go? Who knew what? When did they know it? And certainly we'd be interested in the same sort of thing with the Buffalo Police Department.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have the DA on in the next segment, Kevin. Is there communication with the district attorney's office? Are they being upfront in anything they know? I mean, where do they play a part in all this?
Well, the DA, the Erie County DA, said early on that they were conflicted, that they had a person in their department who had some relationship to the case or with the people in the case. So that they had a conflict of interest. And that's why the Niagara County DA was brought into this. So I think it's tough for Mike Kane, the Erie County DA, to weigh in on much of any of this for that reason. And he was very upfront about that.
So them being upfront, you don't think that they're any part of the cover-up or the initial cover-up? I know you said you wouldn't tell me, but I got to ask the question.
Oh, I would. Yeah, certainly I would hope not. I mean, certainly I would hope not. They were not involved in doing the investigation because they were conflicted. They passed it off to the Niagara County DA. So really, you know, I can't imagine that they'd be involved in a cover-up.
Kevin, how long would something like this take from the state level? It seems like this isn't the first time that the attorney general and the governor have been called to investigate. How long would this take? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, before we can answer that question, we got to get their attention. We got to get them involved. You know, Councilman David Rivera in the Buffalo City Council was the first to call for the state attorney general to launch an investigation. Then I weighed in, and then the legislator, Jean St. Tard, weighed in, and now the Democratic caucus is weighing in. So hopefully, you know, the pressure is mounting. Hopefully we get their attention. How long would it take for an investigation? You know, I'm not a professional investigator. I don't play one on TV, so I'm not the person to ask that question of, but it's something that needs to be done.
Well, hopefully we don't have to wait until the big St. Patrick's Day luncheon when the attorney general's in town, Kevin.
Well, you'll be there with your microphone, Joe, won't you?
Well, I don't know if the new show, Kevin, doesn't really work out. That might be done. I was having so much fun going to that.
Yeah. Well, it was obvious. It was obvious. I tried to avoid you.
And that too was obvious. No, this is the kind of thing. It just, Kevin, seems like it's kind of hanging over Western New York, or Buffalo and Erie County politics. I mean, it seems like it was a point of discussion during the primary. It's still a point of discussion now. It seems like it would be in everyone's best interest if the state could take this and kind of, you know, the county be done with it and back to other issues.
I would agree, and I would urge you to write a letter to the governor and to the attorney general also, Joe.
Well, they don't get back to my request for hardline, but maybe I do have one more question. Reason we have the district attorney on is, and the reason we talked to the clerk a few days ago, is this the Buffalo News trying to get the county trying to put the Buffalo News in the clerk's office. Do you have any thoughts on that back and forth?
Well, you know, I heard a portion of that interview yesterday, and I mean, I think it's not uncommon for governments to give space to news outlets that have beat reporters, as in the case of the Buffalo News with Sandy Tan. I mean, she's that's her beat. She does county day in and day out. You know, Mickey probably remembers when he was a state assemblyman up in the state capitol on the third floor of the state capitol between the Senate and assembly chambers. There's the Legislative Correspondents Association, and all the media outlets, the big media outlets, have little offices in this big suite. I mean, the New York Times, the New York Post, various radio networks all have, you know, they're given space by the state to make their job easier, because I think, you know, the media are important when it comes to being our eyes and ears. We all can't be in the state capitol. We all can't be in county hall. So it's kind of nice that someone who, like Sandy, has the county beat is there. I'm sure, you know, if WBEN had a beat reporter, someone who was going to spend more than half their time on county matters, they would be given a space. And if they want a space, if you want a space, I'm sure I can find a cubby hole in my office for you, Joe.
Believe me, I've had a lot of I've had a few emails from people in county government offering to me to do a show in their office. But
in fact, I'd put up a Mets poster in it for you. I donate it.
Well, hopefully my shows are better than Mets starting pitching. But do you understand the clerk's issue with, you know, not really getting the notice except for a 10-day eviction and the location to where the news would be seeing everyone that walked in and out of his office?
Yeah, I think there probably should have been better coordination between the people in DPW, the buildings and grounds, and the clerk. But in terms of the general idea of providing space for the news outlets, I mean, that is done all the time at all different levels of government. I mean, that I have no problem with that. Yeah, it should have been handled a little bit better, probably. But the idea of, you know, her having a place to work since she is there all the time just makes perfect sense to me. And again, that would go for any media outlet.
Kevin, you have been busy. You're running a campaign while all this is going on. Any update on how the campaign's going?
Swimmingly, Joe. It's been kind of quiet, but the election is 40 days from today. And, you know, we're obviously making plans, getting ready to uncork a campaign pretty soon. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, we look forward to talking with you about that. And before I let you go, I have to see if I'm playing Brian in fantasy this week so I can pass a message through you. I am not playing Brian this week in fantasy. So next time we speak, hopefully we'll have the matchup going the same week.
All right. Very good, Joe. Hey, thanks for thinking of me.
Hey, well, Kevin, thank you for agreeing to be on, and always great catching up with you. And like I said, we'll be talking with you. We'll be talking with your opponent in the next 40 days. And go Mets.
Go Mets, indeed. Hopefully they have a good weekend.
Hey, if they can't against the Marlins, they don't belong in the playoffs. Thank you, Kevin. That is Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick talking about the DJ Granville case, his thoughts on the way the Buffalo News office was handled, and the campaign. He is the incumbent running against Christine Czarnecki.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.